This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
See, the problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're here listening to this radio show. Anyway, what a wonderful, beautiful day it is. It's the day before the third Constitutional Convention for New California State. And everybody's excited about what's really, truly going on. And okay, so we've got all kinds of great stuff happening here on Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com, and also New California State, right? New California State. Now, the reason why I say that is because there's a lot of things happening. Man, you just can't keep up with all this stuff. They just arrested Roger Stone. Oh, in a dramatic film by CNN. CNN tipped off. I can't imagine that. They got a tip from the federal prosecutors that there would be this pre-dawn raid. Wow. You mean CNN is just as guilty as Roger Stone? He gets a tip and they cover it. We're the criminals here. Guys, this is Gestapo behavior. Just hate to break it to you. Let me dive. This is an AP article that I just got. And it's really kind of interesting. This is the headline. Top associate Stone arrested. Faces obstruction charge. Now, I don't know if he's a top associate of Donald Trump. I don't think he is. Says Roger Stone, a confidant of President Donald Trump, was arrested in the special counsel's Russia investigation at a pre-dawn raid at his Floridia home on Friday and was charged with lying to Congress and obstructing the probe. I don't know about you. He's a fairly public guy. Why'd they do this? Why'd they go to his house? And because it's a scene. This is the way you do it in the Nazi Germany of 1930s. It's really what it is. The 7-count indictment against Stone, a self-proclaimed dirty trickster, is the first criminal case in months from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Now that brings a lot of to question, doesn't it? It provides the most detail to date about how Trump campaign associates in the summer of 2016 were selectively seeking to politically benefit from the release of hacked material damaging to Hillary Clinton's campaign. You think? And who else wasn't? Everybody in the country was doing this. It alleges that unnamed senior Trump campaign officials contacted Stone to ask when stolen emails relating to Clinton might be disclosed. Stolen email? Hillary! Oh, the stolen emails from Hillary and the DNC. Shocked. The stolen emails. Ladies and gentlemen, these emails were out and about and circulated. And why were they out and about and circulated? Because Hillary Clinton had an open server in which she was taking the nation's top secrets and distributing them around the world. Get it? Stolen emails. Remember, we were all thinking, what's wrong with Hillary stealing all of our national secrets, right? Where's that investigation anyway? Oh, that's Comey took care of that, didn't he? Comey took care of that one. Remember? Oh, the Hillary thing on the server investigation? Oh, let's not forget about that. See, this is all what I'm talking about. This is all the stuff that we're talking about. It's all one and the same. Do we forget about that, Mr. Mueller? It's called flipping the script, letting time go by, and everybody knows Hillary had emails in the mindset of the population. And now we come back to this. See the way they play the game? Let's not forget about that. Top secrets. Remember, we spent days and weeks on this thing a couple years ago about the stolen emails. She stole the espionage ring was set up, and she stole it that way. She got her emails. She got all the top secrets that she could possibly get, and she distributed it to the world. That was Hillary Clinton. Where's that investigation? Well, that was covered up by James Comey, right? There's no there. Here's just nothing to see about this stolen server that was in. Remember the Colorado company? And then and suddenly there was a fire at the Clinton's residence in New York? Wow. The indictment does not charge Stone with conspiring with WikiLeaks, the anti-secrecy website that published the emails, or with the Russian officers Mueller says hacked them. But the reporter that got them gets indicted. Get it? The reporter, Roger Stone, who gets them, got indicted. Instead, it accuses him of witness tampering, obstruction, and false statements about the interactions related to WikiLeaks release. Okay. Really? How does that work? Some of those false statements were made to the House Intelligence Committee, according to the indictment. CNN aired video of the raid at Stone's Fort Lauderdale home, showing FBI agents in body armor using large weapons and night vision equipment, running up to the home and banging repeatedly on the door. FBI, open the door, one shouts. FBI, warrant. Stone could be then seen in the doorway in his sleepwear before he was led away. He's expected to appear in court Friday. Stone is the sixth Trump aide charged in Mueller's investigation into potential coordination between Russia and the Trump campaign and the 34th person overall. The investigation has laid bare multiple contacts between Trump associates in Russia during the campaign and transition period, and efforts by several to conceal those communications. Well known for his political antics and hardball tactics, Stone has reveled in being a Washington wheeler dealer dating back to the Nixon administration. Shocking. He has also pushed several conspiracy theories. And was an early and vocal supporter of Trump's candidacy. So that puts him in good stead of being a real confidant, right, and a real worker. Says the case against Stone comes weeks after Trump's former national security advisor was castigated by a judge in open court for just hours before Paul Manafort, his ex-campaign charge, or his ex campaign chairman, was due in court on allegations that he lied to Mueller's prosecutors. Stone was one of Trump's earliest political advisors, encouraging both his presidential runs. He has briefly served on Trump's 2016 campaign, but was pushed out amid fighting when then-campaign manager Corey Lewandowski says he was pushed out with him. Stone continued communicating with Trump on occasion and stayed plugged into the circle of advisors, both formal and informal, who work with and around Trump. Trump's press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, said on Friday the charges brought against Stone don't have anything to do with the president, and it doesn't. Has nothing to do with the investigation of collusion. That's because there was none. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. We'll use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. A21R.com, A21R.com is your address for news and information about the tweets and Roger Stone and the indictment and all that other stuff. Just a little bit of excitement going on, right? yeah, Just a little bit. I mean, you can't even put this thing on. You can't measure it. It's absolutely amazing what's going on. Absolutely. Aren't you shocked to see this gambling going on here? Which is what it is. Major League gambling. Manafort due in court to face allegations. Let's see. I'm going to get into the wall thing here in a second, but I want to get back to this. Colorful advisor to Trump campaign indicted by Team Mueller on obstruction, lying, and tampering. I think we did this one once. I don't want to go back to it now that we've had this kind of context about what's going on with Roger Stone. I think we can probably pull up there's another audio thing about this. This is the way they do business in dictatorships. Mueller's notches, arrest of Roger Stone is special counsel's largest scalp. But is he getting closer to Trump? Yeah, this is what they're trying to do is, these are monstrous people. And it's your government that's doing all this now. That is the thing that's really going on. Big article here that I'm looking at in Fox News. They actually have the best coverage of all this stuff, in my opinion. Let's do this. How about this? I'm actually going to go to CNN. I know. Don't go there, Paul. It's news of interesting news, huh? CNN. Let's try it. Well, I mean, you gotta go there. You just gotta go there and see what happens, and see. I'm sure they've got the tape and the report, the reportage that goes on with it, right? So we'll find out about this. I think. But they got the dime. Somebody, dropped the dime on the Mueller arrest from the FBI, from Mueller's team. And like the Gestapo came in and arrested him. Squeezing on political dissent, right? Flipping the script is what they're doing. Should shut this thing down. It says, Mueller says that sought stolen emails that could damage Trump's opponents in coordination with campaign officials. Really? Okay. FBI confronts Roger Stone. Live updates. Here we go. Yeah, here we go. There's pictures of the raid. Let's see if they have any video of the raid. Video shows FBI is at Roger Stone's house. Here we go. Everybody's just in it's yellow colors. I think it's because of the... they're going to play it right now. Let's see. Here we go.
See it. Informal advisor Roger Stone has been arrested and indicted by a grand jury on charges brought by the special counsel Robert Mueller. Our CNN cameras were there exclusively when FBI agents, you can see them in riot gear, approached Stone's house before sunrise at around 6 this morning. They raided his home and they arrested Roger Stone. Here is a moment of that arrest.
FBI, open the door.
That is Roger Stone being awoken by these FBI agents. And I'd say riot gear. It's actually just flak jackets. They're wearing bulletproof vests. One had a helmet on. These are...
Oh, yeah.
Well. I mean, they don't... Agents are aware that when they don't know what they're going to encounter. And it is just remarkable. And to see this, because this is not how anyone else connected to the Robert Mueller investigation has been arrested. Not Paul Manafort. This is not a civilized, let's walk into the courthouse with our attorney. This is something quite different.
Paul Manafort? What about Michael Cohen? Oh, we forgot about Michael Cohen in the CNN report here, right? We forgot about that one. Here comes Jeffrey Tobin. This is a real winner.
I wrote a long profile of him 10 years ago in The New Yorker. I'm working on a story about him now, and I was just in the House, And it's really a shocking, but like so much in these past 2 years, this is shocking but not surprising. He has been taunting the Mueller investigation for months. He admittedly was in close touch.
He's been taunting the Mueller investigation for months. A reporter taunting the Mueller investigation for months, and this is what happens. Taunting, according to Jeffrey Tobin. You got to be nice to Mueller. Really.
...with people close to WikiLeaks, if not with WikiLeaks itself, in the period leading up to the 2016 election. He didn't think he was going to get indicted, but he knew it was a possibility, and here we are.
And here we are. Okay, well, here we go. All I can say is it's amazing what's going on, isn't it? And, of course, the perspective that you get from CNN and Don Lemon and people like that. And he, the guy is a complete bigot, of course. I mean, the other running things, and I'm seeing all the faces. This is, of course, the payback by all the people that that hate Donald Trump, the opposition. This you beat our people in an election, and there's going to be consequences, right? That's the way they look at this. It's unfortunate the way this is all panning out, but you know this is the way it goes. I think in the months ahead, we're going to see a little bit different perspective on what's going on here with all this stuff, and I welcome the changes that will be brought about by this. The crazies can't be in charge all the time, right? Oh, speaking of crazies, what about Ocasio? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, speaking of crazy. Says that she is just really lighting the place up, and she's got the crazed, craven look on her face. But, you know, she's young, she's idealistic, and she loves, she loves socialism, right? That's just what we all love is socialism. I think we're going to come up to a break right now. When we come back from the break, we'll be diving into a little bit of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, as she is affectionately known. Another screecher on the left. Just amazing, the crazies that are really out there. They're going to crazy on the left to try and stop Donald Trump. And there's going to be a time when the collision happens for these folks. And it's going to be not pretty for them. And I'm talking about them from the legal standpoint. That's what's going to happen. All of these are stunts, what's going on with the president. Still has nothing to do with the president. And never will. Because the president did nothing wrong. Anyway, you've got a lot of things going on here. Remember, when you have an incident like this, it's a distraction from something else. I'm talking about Roger Stone. Just the way it goes. It's not a distraction from Ocasio-Cortez. Oh, no. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA.
800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're back. Anyway, some epoch times. I'm not going to do the AOC thing. I'm just not. Just not going to do it. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I got to rub my eyes. I got the little Sandman in my eyes. Sorry.
I know we are just we're just sort of family on the radio. It's a family thing. Homeowner equipped caused California wine country fire. Here we go. I'm biting on this. Associated Press. Homeowner equipment caused California wine country fire. Aha. Aha. Here we go. For all of us in New California, listen to this. Car collector Gary Dow. This is a. What is this? Come on. My computer is computing here. In a long awaited report. It's interesting they're coming out with these reports. And what I find interesting is that we've been clamoring for reports about all those fires. They never know the reasons why the fires happen. Now all of a sudden they're coming out with, oh, this is the cause of the fire. This ought to be interesting, this little report. It says, in a long-awaited report, state investigators said on January 24th that a 2017 fire that killed 22 people in Northern California, wine country, was caused by a private electrical system, not equipment belonging to embattled Pacific Gas and Electric. Really? Wow. The credibility behind this is just enormous. The state firefighting agency concluded that the blaze started next to a residence. It did not find any violations of state law. Shocking! Shocking! No violations of state laws here. Aren't you shocked by that? This is the Associated Press. Breaking. This is from J.D. Morris. At the J.D. Morris, breaking, CAL FIRE determined the 2017 Tubbs Fire was ignited by a private electrical system, not PG&E. I eliminated all other causes for the Tubbs Fire with the exception of an electrical-caused fire originating from an unknown event affecting privately owned conductor or equipment, CAL FIRE Battalion Chief John Martinez wrote in his report. Some details about the property, including its owner and address, were blacked out of the report. It said the Napa County property about 3 miles north of Calistoga was built in 1946 on about 10.5 acres with a wine cellar, pool, and several outbuildings. There you go. It says PG&E previously identified the owner of the Napa County compound as Ann Zink. In court filings, the utility said Zink had a private system to carry power to other buildings as well as equipment such as a water pump and water storage. I wonder what Zink says about this Ann Zink. Efforts to reach her Thursday were unsuccessful. PG&E previously said it plans to file for bankruptcy protection next week, citing $30 billion in potential damages from lawsuits linking its equipment to other deadly fires for which it has been determined to be at fault. The company said in a statement that despite Thursday's finding, it still faces extensive litigation, significant liabilities, and a deteriorating financial situation. Governor Gavin Newsom said his office believes that more than half of PG&E's expected damages stem from the wine country fire. This kind of goes counter to that, right? But this is a report by CAL FIRE. Says Newsom said his goal is to make sure victims are made whole, that the state has safe, reliable, and affordable service, and that ratepayers are not paying the price for the neglect by PG&E established in past fires. Here we go. Here's Gavin. Pretty boy. I imagine you're going to hear a lot of folks questioning aspects of this, and they're going to be concerned and filled with some anxiety. He said, I can't tell you what we can do in those circumstances, because that's a question for lawyers, judges, and potentially juries and prospects of mediators and settlement. Legal experts say a determination that PG&E equipment was not to blame for the wildfires will probably not stop it from going ahead with its planned bankruptcy. There you go. The company still faces billions of dollars in potential damages from other wildfires, including the Paradise Fire in November that took at least 86 lives and became the deadliest on record in the United States in the past century. Bankruptcy would also give the company space to formulate a plan to prevent its equipment from causing more catastrophic fires in the future. Says here, Michael Kelly, an attorney for the victims of the fire, said the findings won't have much effect on lawsuits he's filed. We're going to stick to our guns, Kelly said, adding that there are still questions about why PGE did not cut the power to the area despite a high fire danger. And he said there is also evidence that contradicts the findings of the state investigators. I'm shocked that somebody would challenge this. State investigators, right? Who is this Kelly, this Michael Kelly guy? How dare him stand up to the state investigators? We all know they're legitimate and fair and honest, right? No bias there. He said there was also evidence that contradicts the findings of state fire investigators. Let's let that sink in and resonate. It's resonating with me. Says trading of PG&E stock was halted twice after news about the cause of the fire prompted a surge of buy orders. Buy. Once trading resumed, the price rocketed up, closing at $5.96, or nearly 75%. It was closing up from $5.96 to $13.35 a share. Shocking. Just because a private electric line caused the Wine Country fire does not let the utility off the hook for the role of its equipment in other devastating fires, said Senator Bill Dodd. I know. Bill Dodd, a Napa Democrat and frequent critic of PG&E. Well, really? I thought you guys were on the same team. Come on, Bill. Get it together. Says, this underscores the idea that we all have a role to play in wildfire prevention, Dodd said in a statement. Really? What about the state of California taking care of its land and making sure the brush and everything is cleared, right? What about thinning those forests? What about thinning those chaparral? Oh, I don't know. We need the money so that Jerry Brown can pay for illegal foreign nationals at the border. I get it. Or now it's Gavin Newsom. It's 890 Woods that told the San Francisco Chronicle in 2017 that her house was unoccupied at the time of the fire, and she was not at home. She was home in Riverside County when the blaze began. Let's see what the real story is, huh? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all
precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Now, it's interesting about this fire. And now it's, you know, in AP, man, they're just laying on. The government is, they've got the answers to it all and everything. So now, and we're talking about the Sonoma fire. The Napa or the Santa Rosa fire, and this is what they're saying now. They're saying in the report that they came out with, kind of review, because you know there's always the zinger. In this case, it's the zinc going on here. Cal Fire investigators determined the cause of the fire of the Tubbs fire. Says that it started at a residence, right? And they don't tell you what the resident, they darken it out. They blank it out. They blank it. They, you know, they don't want you to know what really started it all, right? And they can't let that happen. No, they can't do that. So what we have here is we have a property. It says, this is the statement that was made. We made this earlier in the last segment. I'm trying to bring it on home to you, baby. That's what I'm trying to do. It says, I eliminated all other causes for the Tubbs fire with the exception of an electrical-caused fire originating from an unknown event affecting privately owned conductor or equipment, Cal Fire Battalion Chief John Martinez wrote in his report. Some details about the property, including its owner and address, were blacked out of the report. It said the Napa County property, about 3 miles north of Calistoga, was built in 1946 on about 10.5 acres with a wine cellar, pool, and several outbuildings. Now, so 1946, it's old, it's decrepit, and it's the cause of the fire, right? Like all of old, decrepit individuals that are alive and retired in those rural areas, right? You know, like a lot of retired people that remember those 1946 era things, right? PG&E previously identified the owner of the Napa County compound as Anzinc. And it said here in court filings, the utility said Zinc had a private system to carry power to other buildings as well as equipment such as a water pump and water storage. Says efforts to reach her Thursday were unsuccessful. PG&E previously said it plans to file for bankruptcy protection next week, citing $30 billion in potential damages from lawsuits linking its equipment and other deadly blazes for which it was determined to be at fault. It said that in a statement that despite Thursday's findings, it still faces extensive litigation, blah, blah, blah. Says Gavin Newsom, of course, made his comments about it. Okay. We're blaming PG&E anyway. They're the big deep pockets people here. It says, I imagine you're going to hear a lot of folks questioning aspects of this, and you're going to be concerned and filled with some anxiety, he said. I can't tell you what we can do about the circumstances. Okay, legal experts say the determination of PG&E equipment was not to blame for the wildfire. We're probably not stopping from going ahead with planned bankruptcy. Okay, we get that. Okay, now this is where it gets to be a little bit dicey for PG&E. Michael Kelly, for the attorney for the victims, said the findings won't have much effect on his lawsuits. We're going to stick to our guns, Kelly said. Trading, okay, we got that. Now listen to this. It says, just because a private electrical line caused the wine country fire does not let the utility off the hook, said Dodd the Democrat. Now listen. It says, PG&E said Tuesday in court filings that it believed a handyman performing unlicensed electrical work started the wine country fire at the Zinke property. The utility said it had no responsibility to maintain or inspect the private system. So you got to figure out how to get yourself off the hook if you're PG&E, right? All those smart, remember all those smart attorneys for PG&E? One of the smartest ones, remember the guy who was captured? Jihad Johnny, that's who it was in Afghanistan. From Marin County. His dad is a PG&E heavyweight attorney. So I throw that on. Jihad Johnny. This is what it says. The utility may have said it had no responsibility to maintain the private system. Zinke, who's 91 years of age, this is this Ann Zinke, told the San Francisco Chronicle in 2017 that her house was unoccupied at the time of the fire, and she was at her other home in Riverside County when the blaze began. Oops, there's no one there at the property. It was unoccupied. Oops. It says, in Thursday's report, one witness reported seeing a transformer explode. Another reported seeing the fire approach a PG&E power pole. Okay, well, what does that mean? You know, what power pole and where? They don't say that now, do they? But one witness. This is sort of the bottom line of the story. You know, when you read these stories, one of the, you know, I read stories from the end to the beginning. It's just a thing. I read books from the end to the beginning. I do that sort of thing. I know it's a funky thing, but try it sometime. It's a different perspective on things. This is the end of the story. It says, one witness, Charlie Brown Jr. of Calistoga, said the electrical wiring leading to from Zinke's property had not been used in years. Oh, I'm sorry. It hadn't been used in years. This property may not have been occupied for years. And thus probably didn't have any electrical service. I'm just speculating here. But according to the witness who owned the property, that's what she told the San Francisco Chronicle. It had been occupied at the time of the house, the time of the fire. Isn't that interesting? Who's the handyman? Did she know she had a handyman there? 91 years old and doesn't know any better, right? That's why I read things from the end to the front. End to the beginning. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
You know, it's interesting. Another guest that has appeared on our show, Tana Gertz. This is from Epoch Times. President Donald Trump, Tana Gertz, and Melania Trump are featured in a picture here. It says, with the Daily News bashing President Donald Trump's nonstop, Tana Gertz, an Iowa Trump loyalist who bet the farm for Trump's 2016 win, just cannot wait to jump in and help Trump's 2020 election. Tana Gertz, like Montana, says, I am all fired up and ready to go, said Tana Gertz, who was a senior advisor for Trump's 2016 campaign and self-labeled Trump loyalist. Gertz, an energetic public speaker and successful business coach, became a household name and an American TV personality in Trump's famous reality show, The Apprentice. She was the runner-up in the third year of the series. When asked to comment on the news that portrays the president negatively, Gertz said she always tells the truth about Trump, true stories that most of the public doesn't know about, which are completely opposite of the reports that by many news networks. Through her personal experience working with Trump and his family, Gertz said she has seen a lot of Trump's kindness, compassion, and desire to help the underdog. She has always been eager to share with the president or with the public about her, what she personally knows about Trump. Tana Gertz said that as a businesswoman, she has learned always to make judgments on logic and common sense, not emotion and feelings. Her faith in the president came from her personal observation and appreciation of him and his children. Gertz said that Trump never drank and smoked, worked long hours daily, and all Trump's children were well-behaved, poised, and professional. You know, just to hate it when that happens, right? The worst thing she saw Trump drink was a Diet Coke. She never even saw Trump drinking coffee. Well, that's a problem, you know, for me, that Trump doesn't drink coffee. Oh, you know, coffee. What's wrong with me today? Gertz proudly mentioned that during the 2016 campaign, she took many $1,000 bets and even better BMW just to show people her confidence in Trump winning the election. With more than a year ago to go before the Iowa presidential primary, Ballotpedia already reports 471 people have filed with the FEC to run for president in 2020. Wow, really? The 2020 presidential election will be another war for all candidates. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.